that we want to begin to share from this morning. And of course, you already know the title of the message. We've been trying to preach this message. I think this is the fifth time. Amen. You might say, well, Brother Pepper, couldn't you get a new one? Well, no, I didn't get a new one because I ain't got to preach the old one yet. Hallelujah. And this is the one that God wants us to hear this morning. Hallelujah. Wow. I mean, I was back in my office going over my notes again, and it just, there is so much that I'm about to share with you that if you can get a hold of just a small portion of it, you will be one powerful child of God. Because to become a powerful child of God is when the Word of God becomes more to me than anything. More to me than anything. More to me than convenience. More to me than going easy. More to me than having my way, for sure. The Word of God has to become everything. Because if it is not everything to you, then Jesus Christ is not everything to you, because He is the Word. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Hallelujah. You can be seated again this morning. And of course, the title of the message is Special Assignment. Do you feel special this morning? Has God brought you to the place where you feel special, that God has helped you, encouraged you, and you are thankful? Well, He's got a special assignment for you. Are you ready for it? Because whatsoever ye do is your special assignment. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men. This portion of Scripture is the epitome of humility. What is pride? Pride is when I want the glory. Pride is when I want the praise. Pride is when I want to be number one. Pride is the greatest hindrance to a child of God, to mankind. Satan was cast out of heaven because of pride. Pride is, I will exalt my throne above God's. Let me put it down into human form. I'll do my will instead of what God wants me to do. Pride. If you are bent on having your way, you're suffering from pride. The child of God, whatsoever I do it heartily to the Lord, not unto men. Why does it say it like that? Because I'm not looking for the praise of men to say I've done a good job. I'm looking for the praise of my God that I've done a good job. I'm not doing it to be seen. I'm doing it because He wants it done. Hallelujah. And whatsoever you do, so it doesn't make any difference what you're doing. Woo. Praise the Lord. Mowing the grass. Brother Charles, do it as unto the Lord. You're doing a service for the King. Ooh, are you catching the mentality here of humility? Whatever I lay my hand to do, I do it for Christ. I do it for the glory of God, the honor of God. Remember letting our light shine? Why? For the glory and honor of God. Not look what I have done. Look how good I am. Look how well I'm performing. Woo. Whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward. He's the rewarder of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Heartily means from the heart, with all the heart, with sincerity, with zeal, actively, vigorously, eagerly, freely, largely. Do you wash dishes with that attitude? I mean, you might think that's kind of funny, but it did say, whatsoever you do. I don't know if you've heard testimonies of days gone by about the wives washing dishes at the sink, and the power of God falls, and they begin to worship, they begin to pray. You remember that, don't you, Sister Annie? You've probably experienced it, haven't you, Sister Annie? Hallelujah. Why? Because whatever you were doing it as unto the Lord. So thus he was there, his presence was there, and you honored him. Right there, washing dishes. We've lost that in the church world today. Church has moved to the building. Church has moved to the allotted times of prayer. Instead of an everyday heartily doing everything I do as unto the Lord. Because it's a special assignment from God. Your special assignment this morning, hallelujah, if you're going to participate in church dinner, was to prepare something as unto the Lord. You didn't gripe, mumble, and complain when you were preparing, did you? Woo! As unto the Lord. You see, this is where joy comes from. Because I'm not doing it for the pastor. I'm not doing it for the associate pastors. I'm not doing it for the church. I am doing it for an almighty God. Hallelujah. And I'm serving him with vigor. Excitement. We use the word excitement, but it goes far deeper than excitement because they get excited at a football game. But oh my, that nearness of God, that allegiance with God, hallelujah, is more than just mere earthly excitement. Have you ever noticed here of late that everybody wants it easy? Listen to a few little statements here. There aren't any hard and fast rules for getting ahead. Just hard ones. Oh yeah, everybody wants what everybody else has got. That's called covetousness, but be it far from us to be that way. But nobody's wanting to put forth the work that the other people did to have what they've got. Because in God's kingdom, you have the kingdom. He'll not withhold any good thing from those who walk uprightly. Everybody's wanting everything God's got without living for God. Woo! Oh, help us, Jesus. You don't have to lie awake nights to succeed. Just stay awake during the days. Woo! There is no poverty that can overtake diligence. That's a Japanese proverb. No poverty that can overtake diligence. Spurgeon said, by perseverance, the snail reached the ark. That was the only way that snail was going to survive, by making it to the ark. By perseverance. And here's the last one. Triumph is just umph the try. Woo. Oh, we've got to watch. We'll be going, oh, poor, pitiful me. Nobody's got it as bad as I do. Nobody goes through what I go through. Nobody, nobody, no. It's only me. It's only me. Oh, God. That's not seeing whatever I lay my hands to as a special assignment from the Lord. That is me wanting my will done by not having such a hard time. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. I mean, I've been there. I've been there quite often here lately. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen. How many have seen some wonderful works of God? How many have seen God move mightily? Woo! Then keep your soul diligently and don't forget what you saw. lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. Let your children and your grandchildren and everybody you know what you saw. Know what you've experienced. Know what you've heard. Whoa, hallelujah. Diligence. Special assignment. Hallelujah. From the Lord. You see, it is our special assignment then to make sure we tell somebody about the greatness of our God. Oh. Deuteronomy 6:17. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee. Once again, diligently. Umph with try. Diligently. Hallelujah. Just hard ones. Glory. Oh, glory to God. Diligence. Diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God, his testimonies, his statutes, which he hath commanded thee, and thou shalt do that which is right and good in the sight of the Lord, that it may be well with thee, that thou mayest go in and possess the good land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to cast out all thine enemies from before thee, as the Lord has spoken. How many realize that they still had to fight some battles? They still had to fight against these enemies, but God was going to cast them out as long as they kept the commandments of the Lord, his testimonies, his statutes. Hallelujah. And then they did what was right and good in the sight of the Lord so that they could possess, we'll put it like this, their salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling so they could possess their salvation. Hallelujah. We've got to put forth the effort. Hang on. Because the enemy wants you to let go. The Holy Ghost says, hang on. Hang on. Lay hold of eternal life. Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah to the King. So we're seeing here that diligence is something that's required. And it's something that God tells us that we must find ourselves. Now, God is gracious and God is merciful. But if you're asking God to help you to be diligent, his reply is, get up off your duff and be that. It's your choice whether you want to be diligent or not. You got to choose to be diligent. Amen. When salvation come knocking at your door, did you have to open the door? Or did Jesus break it down and make you be saved? No. You had to choose salvation. You got to choose diligence. Hallelujah. You got to choose to serve the Lord and see that everything I do, I am doing it for my King. Woo, hallelujah. That's a terminology that we really don't know that much about. There ain't a one of us lived in a kingdom. But yet at the same time, we're in the kingdom of God. And so we are having to readjust our thinking so we can think according to the kingdom of God and not the kingdoms of this world. And so we see then diligence is characterized by steady, earnest, energetic effort. I like this one. I thought it was very strange that it was there because nobody likes this word. Painstaking. Ooh. Diligence is painstaking. Oh, wow. My. Proverbs 4, beginning of verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Say, whose responsibility is that? In other words, here's God talking, my son. How many's a son here or a daughter here this morning? Okay, so whose responsibility then is it to attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life unto those that find them and health to their flesh. Wow. Poe, hang on with me. Sometimes our health is because we won't listen to the Holy Ghost. I'm guilty. Guilty. You don't need that second piece of pie. Some of us don't even need pie. You don't need that second plateful. Oh, but it's Sunday dinner, Lord. I'm just bringing us some knowledge here that may help us somewhere down the road. The Holy Ghost wants us healthy because we are His vessel. And He wants to use us for the glory of the kingdom. Hallelujah. I mean, I'm serious. This has been my prayer for the last 2 years, and that's just how slow I am. Lord, help me take care of this vessel. It ain't getting any younger, and it ain't getting any stronger. So I'm going to have to do measures to take care of it so it will operate a little bit longer. So I can work a little bit longer. Hallelujah. For the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So if I will put forth the effort to take care of it, He'll put forth effort to make sure it's strong. All right, back here. Keep thy heart with all diligence. There's that word again. For out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee the froward mouth and perverse lips that be far and put far from. Whoa! Please don't like to argue about everything God tries to tell you to do. That's a froward mouth. Giving God all the 101 reasons why He's wrong and you're right. Oh yeah, I know this from experience. Hallelujah. Woo! I mean, because a lot of times God wants us to do things that are painstaking. God wants us to do things that we don't feel like we have the capability nor the talent for. And you're getting the picture. I mean, everybody in here, everyone that's been called to preach, I don't know if they were like me or not, but I've tried to persuade God just how foolish He was to call me to preach. That's what it's talking about. Don't argue with God. Ain't gonna get you anywhere. Thank God for His grace. We're not consumed. Because a lot of times we argue with God. But put that far from us. Let thy eyes look right on and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. See, it's a straight and narrow way. Ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. Whose responsibility is it to remove your foot from evil? Don't say the pastor's. I would gladly love to help you. But it's not my responsibility to make you remove your foot from evil. But it is your responsibility when God says, I want that to stop, that you and I stop it. It's our responsibility. See, it's a special assignment. Hallelujah. Everybody's looking for special assignments that are in the limelight, are they not? But God wants you and I to take whatever we do or whatever He says as a special assignment from God and do everything within our power to fulfill it. Wow. And He's given us power. Woo-hoo. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to God. That Holy Ghost that just moved in this building is not just to bless us, bring peace to our heart and peace to our soul. Although that is part of His work, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Power to be my witnesses. This little light of mine, I got to let it shine. What's that? Doing good, doing right, obeying God and following God. Everywhere you go as a special assignment unto the King. How many's ever heard of Booker T. Washington? He was pretty famous, wasn't he? Well, Booker T. Washington recalled the entrance exam that earned him a place at the Hampton Institute in Virginia as a young man. So in other words, he was going there and he wanted to be a teacher there. The head teacher ordered Washington, take note here, the pastor's not the only one that does this, to take a broom and sweep the classroom. Because he knew that this was his chance. He swept the room 3 times, dusted the furniture 4 times. When the teacher returned, she inspected the floor closely and ran her handkerchief over the woodwork. See, we're talking about wood, not carpet. Unable to find a speck of dust anywhere, she said, "I guess you will do to enter this institution." Washington later said that this was the turning point of his life, because he went above and beyond. Oh, instead of doing as little as possible and still getting the job. Above and beyond. Well, how can we do whatever we do? We do it heartily, as unto the Lord. That means with excitement, with joy. Woo-hoo-hoo. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh my. See, this is a matter of making a choice that I am going to be on the high side of the King. I'm going to do whatever I'm doing, and I'm going to do it for my King. Hallelujah. And if it's painstaking, then I need it. Oh, nobody likes it, but I need it. Hallelujah. Oh, what is the famous saying? No pain, no gain. I mean, Brother Steve can relate to that. No pain, no gain. I mean, you've got to work them muscles to get those muscles. And Sister Lindsay can relate to that also here in recovery. Amen. I can relate to it in old age. No pain, no gain. I got a lot of pain, but I ain't getting gain, because the pain's coming because I've not pressed those muscles to work better. Old atrophy. Comes along with old age. Anybody in here understand what I'm talking about? Some of the younger ones do, yes. Woo! I hear them all the time say, "Man, I'm getting old." You ain't nowhere near that situation. Hallelujah. Woo! Well, let's move on here. Hallelujah. So we see that Booker T. Washington realized what it takes to conquer, what it takes to succeed. A little oomph would try. Hallelujah. And if you're asked to go a mile, you go. Woo, praise God. Everybody's wanting to go a quarter. Oh, yeah, if you're asked to go a mile, you go a quarter. Say, "Is that good enough? I'm tired." Woo. Oh, help me, Jesus. Don't talk to me about tired. I mean, if anybody's tired, I'm tired. But you see, when I was this age, I already told you about intervals. I could run for hours. Don't talk to me about tired, because that did not come without painstaking effort. It's not, I mean, because I wasn't the only, everybody on that football team could do the same thing, because we all did the same training. Woo! Maybe we need some Christian trainers. Woo! Hallelujah! I'm gonna turn Sister Pepper loose as our Christian trainer. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise God. And it is not an option. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. She'll get us in shape quicker than you can wink. Trust me, I know. You might say, "Well, Brother Pepper, she ain't got you in shape." No, because I don't pay attention. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. The truth comes out. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Can I ask you a question this morning? Oh, wow, it's this afternoon already. Oh, my. I'm trying to preach. My stomach is saying, "I'm starving." But my spirit is saying, "I need this." Hallelujah. That diligent, what do we seek God for? I mean, the reward is going to come to those that diligently seek. What are we seeking? Well, I got some answers for you here in just a minute. But without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because I got to believe that he is. But then I also got to believe that he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So it's not just a matter of just believing that he is. The devils believe he's real, but they perish. It's more than that. There's more to salvation. There's more to walking with God. There's more to God's plan. How many's ever heard the terminology full gospel? It means not just the gospels, but the epistles. How many realize that the epistles were not written to get people saved? What were the epistles written for? They were written to people that were saved but living like the devil. They were written for correction in conduct and how we should conduct our lives and live our lives, and that we walk circumspectly before God. What is that? That's walking with everything I do it heartily as unto the Lord. What I'm doing for God. Don't get confused. If you're sinning, you can't say you're doing that for God. Because sin only comes when you do your own will. So if you're bent on doing the will of God, guess where sin's going? Out the door. Oh, you mean you can live a sinless life? That's not what I said. That is not what I said. What I said is when the will of God comes, sin goes out the door. So I've got to come to the knowledge of the will of God before sin's going to go out the door. So you see, when I came to the knowledge that I was lost, and I asked Christ to come into my life and forgive me, guess what went out the door? All my past sins are gone. That's his promise. But what am I going to fill myself with now? All the past is gone. But what do I do if I find myself in sin now that I'm saved? I've got to confess my sin. I've got to call it sin. I've got to repent of my sin. And if I confess my sin, then he's just and faithful to forgive me of my sin. What does that mean? That's saying, Lord, I realize this is wrong and I'm ready to do your will. Guess where sin goes? Out the door. And I'm walking in the light. Because he's in the light. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And so we see that faith, we got to have faith, or we can't please.